I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome to Question of the Week. I'm James Titko. This week, Michael asks,
what makes stars twinkle? And what can their colors tell us about them?
Well, Michael, if Twinkle Twinkle Little Star is anything to go by, you're not the only one wondering what they are. Fortunately, Dr. Jennifer Millard from the Awesome Astronomy podcast is here to help us figure that out.
Stars twinkle only to those looking at them from Earth. In space, their light would be steadfast. They twinkle due to turbulence in our atmosphere, which can be caused by wind, hot air rising, or cool air sinking. This turbulence changes the starlight's path from a straight line, causing it to bounce and bump around the atmosphere.
Though we might enjoy gazing at shining stars, our atmosphere can make it difficult for astronomers to observe them. This problem can be solved by using equipment located in high altitudes or even in space. For grounded telescopes, astronomers have a clever way of countering the turbulence.
By using lasers, we can create fake stars in the sky and compare them to the real stars in the sky. We can then use this information to try and account for all the atmospheric turbulence causing stars to wobble about in real time and give us much sharper, crisper images.
So that explains how they twinkle. But what about the colour of a given star? Well, according to Jenny, that's caused by their respective surface temperatures.
Most common stars in the night sky exist by fusing hydrogen into helium, and we call these main sequence stars. Just like when we heat metal, we see it go from red hot to orange to white. The fusion inside the star heats up the surface area and produces the colours that we see. Redder stars are comparatively cool, yellow are warmer, and blue the hottest.
So the stars that have lots of these fusion reactions within them produce a blue colour on their surface area, whereas the cooler stars that have fewer fusion reactions glow red.
It's true that more massive stars have greater gravitational forces trying to crush the molecules together, and so they must burn through their hydrogen fuel more ferociously, making them hotter. However, once a star runs out of hydrogen fuel, this mass-temperature relationship breaks. Very big stars, like Betelgeuse, they appear red because they have used up all the hydrogen to react with. Their new fuel source makes them puff up and cool down.
There you have it. Stars twinkle because of our atmosphere getting in the way of the light they emit, and the colours are based on the reactions going on inside them. Michael, hopefully we've put that lullaby to bed for you. Next week, we'll be tackling the question of,
how do they stop the mirror on the Hubble telescope from getting dirty?
If you have any thoughts on what we discussed today here on Question of the Week, please tweet us on @NakedScientists. Or log on to the forum on the website to join in the conversation. If you've got any questions yourself that you'd like us to tackle, send them by email to chris@nakedscientists.com. Thank you and good night.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author Elizabeth Gilbert about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.